Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of good judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. That love and mercy they're
throwing away. Men are so busy
with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Well, they warned of the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not His mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that His kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, where fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that His kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. I was heavy burdened down, the hand of Satan had me bound. I called on Jesus, He had compassion on me. Then His love came rushing in, and He took away my sin. I was changed, Satan knew I'd been set free. 'Cause I'd been touched by those hands that were hanging from a tree on a lonely hill that day. He put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way. And the world can take all the things that I worked for through the years. They can take this old house I'm living in. But there's one thing I know they'll never take away from me. And that's Jesus who's living within. 'Cause I've been touched by those hands that were hanging from a tree on a lonely hill today. He took a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way. And the world can take all the things that I worked for through the years. They can take this old house I'm living in, But there's one thing I know, they'll never take away from me, and that's Jesus who's living within. 'Cause I've been touched by those hands that were hanging on the tree on the lonely hill today. He put the song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way. And the world can take all the things that I worked for through the years. In our language, like for you and me, and religion. You put religion instead of the world to get the picture out. And the religion can take all the things that I worked for through the years. And that's exactly what they did. Religion took everything away, tried to break us. The learners of this world, these tugs in the pulpit. We were just bringing everything into today's, focus everything into today's language so it's easily understood. The world has no hold on us. We gave up the word a long time ago. But that religion, that's what's after you. They want to break you, to bring you bow down to the suit. They're Satan's tugs. Let's just be honest about everything. It's religion that does it. And who drives religion? Satan. The Satan is the head of it. That's what's the driving force behind that. Taking everything away from a person. And the dark ages, that religion is right around the Catholic. These Jesuits, see? It's not the world anymore, it's religion. I don't know what I would do, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. When I look around and see all that He has done for me, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. When I look around and see all that He has done for me, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Without Him I can't do nothing. Without Him I'd surely fail. Without Him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. So I'll ask Him to be my pilot, His word my comfort and guide, until I'm anchored safely in glory, for without Him I drift with the tide. Jesus, my Jesus, do you know Him today? Please don't turn Him away, oh Jesus, my Jesus. Without Him, how lost I would be. Jesus, my Jesus, do you know Him today? Please don't turn Him away, oh Jesus, my Jesus. Without Him, how lost I would be. He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. And I was seeing a brand new show, amazing grace all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory to see him on that day? And then I'll sing a brand new song, amazing grace all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Yes, Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
That's what religion does. It takes that away from a person.
Yeah. And get me going on religion. It just ties you up. People are in bondage. Mm-hmm. You got to wear a head covering. A babushka. The way the horrors carry their head covered, they'd be better off to just take it off. You got to tie it up somehow, like a...
It looks horrible. It's half off anyway.
It looks horrible. They could only see themselves. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. It's coming, it's an eye at the door. Men will be lovers of self more than lovers of God. Filled with vain pride, worldly pleasures have drawn them away. But if we're his children, we must feel a chastising rod. For those that he loves, he'll teach them to trust and obey. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred
soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear
some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. So often they grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. So often they grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. The wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. We're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated. We'll soon be home. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. We're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated. We'll soon be home. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. We're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated. We'll soon be home. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can do as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost.
The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed his faithful life of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Luke 18, verse 8. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? When there's mentioned Son coming, well, meinst du, dass auch werde Glaubens finden auf Erden? Kind of a question, eh?
Mm-hmm.
When the Son of Man cometh, do you think he'll find faith on earth? Nobody would have asked that question. Jesus had to ask it himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew. He was trying to tell him what's going to transpire in the end time.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to ask the question himself because he saw something. He saw the end time rapidly approaching and beckoning his hour. And he asked, when the Son of Man cometh, you think you'll find faith on earth? Well, there's a lot of people who have faith. Like when I'm beckoning the confine, my brother told me, believe in a rat if you want to. Like, there's different things you believe in, but you hit it out of the park yesterday. Believe in contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saint.
Mm-hmm.
Believe on what the early church believed in. That's what you and I, we stress, can't stress it, how important it is to have the proper faith.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Catholics have their faith, and the authorized, they have their faith, and these people have their faith, but we're dragging everything back and what it really means. When the Son of Man comes, you think you'll find faith on it? You think you'll find people that believe the Bible? You think you'll find people that earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saint? That's the faith we're talking about. That's the faith that the Bible talks about, what Jesus meant. When the Son of Man comes, you think you'll find faith on earth. Like I said, the world is full of faiths of every description. The Jehovah Witness, they would go miles just to go to church. And they got their faith, but earnestly contending for the faith. We're trying to put it at today's balance. But everything, see, you and I, we have the full counsel of God. We got the whole picture so crystal clear simply because that's all we ever wanted in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I ever wanted, somebody to fellowship with, somebody to talk about the scriptures, and was interested in the Bible, because I read one day, and there are hidden treasures. There's hidden treasures, and you can read it when Peter talks about it, and there are hidden treasures. So you got to go dig it out. You got to search it. You got to put everything on the line, just as long as you can find that word, that hidden nugget in there. Mm-hmm. That's what we did. And then eventually we found that one faith. Now we found it earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That's what Jesus meant when the Son of Man cometh. You think you'll find people around that still earnestly contending for the faith? That's basically what he said. Because like I say, there's millions of faiths out there that people believe, and they're willing, a lot of them are willing to give up their life. These Muslims, they have their own faith too. Mm-hmm. And they're even willing to die for their faith. Jacob Luther had his faith. He believed in a community of goods. And all throughout history, people have faith. But how many really believe exactly what Jesus said, meant when he said, when the Son of Man comes, you think you'll find somebody out there that earnestly contends for the faith. Mm-hmm. That's what he's really saying. And just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life and the many things you do for us, Lord. But once again, Lord, we're so grateful that you've allowed us to see in the scriptures exactly what the scriptures mean. You allowed us to see the day and hour we're living in, Lord. You've given us the crystal clear understanding of your word. Just like you blessed us more than any human being has ever been blessed on the face of this earth. You've given us the prophetic ministry, and you've given us, like I keep saying, a crystal clear picture of the end time, right down to the day and hour that we're now living in. We can tell people exactly how many more days until Jesus comes, that angel comes and ties up Satan. It's right in the scriptures, but we, by your grace and mercy, we happen to find it simply because we saw in there nuggets and the jewels of every description, Lord, in your word. But we had to put our life on the line and lose everything just to find it, Lord. We just pray you'll just continue to use us for your honor, for your glory. Do with us as you see fit. Help us to be overcomers in this world, Lord. We help us to endure to the end, Lord. Because if we cave in now, all our work, everything we ever done is all in vain. I just pray for grace to continue on this journey, Lord. We pray you'll open the hearts of the people. Because the God of this world has blinded their hearts, blinded their understanding, that the glorious light of the gospel does not shine through. They've been brainwashed into believing that the community typesetting is the way to heaven, Lord. But we find in your scripture that it's not the way, just first class deception, Lord. We pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a pretty narrow road. First of all, you gotta find where it's at. We had to dig ourselves out of a lot of rubble, a lot of strongholds mm-hmm. that we were caught up in. And we didn't know, we just, or something in our hearts that just didn't sit right. And it took us a lifetime to find it, to find that nugget, to find that ministry of Brother Branham. And that's the message for our day, the ministry of Brother Branham. We're not back in Martin Luther's hour, we're not back at Paul's hour. That's all good and well. They were just stepping stones to come to where we are today. We're the most blessed people that's ever walked on the face of the earth because we had a prophet come to this age, and he opened up the scriptures to us. He opened up the book of Revelation for us. Nobody understood what the book of Revelation meant until 1963 mm-hmm. when the prophet was sent to open up the book of Revelation because it was a sealed book. He told Daniel to seal it up. He told John to seal it up. All these were just hidden figures. Nobody could figure it out. A lot of people, they took butt shots at it. Even to this day, there's people trying to figure out the book of Revelation. But it can only come through the ministry of Brother Branham. And that's the thing about it is, if you want to be part of the bride of Jesus Christ, you'll have to understand the book of Revelation. Otherwise, you'll never understand the book of Revelation. If you don't come sit under the ministry of Brother Branham, it's just that simple, because there's a lot of things you'll never figure out, because it's not given for mankind mm-hmm. to figure it out. It's given to the sealed book, and there's nobody can unseal it. Once it's sealed, And God told Daniel, seal it up. It's for the end time. He told John, seal it up. And here at the end time, God sent that prophet to open up the book of Revelation. But you and I, everything is so simple, so cut and dried. And all we're trying to do, we're just trying to put it out there for people that they can readily understand. Like he told Ezekiel, you know their language, and that's why I'm calling you, but I'm going to make your forehead a lot harder than theirs, because you can speak their language, and you can put it out there, Ezekiel, so they can easily understand it. And that's all we're doing. We're just putting it out there in today's language, and we call them tugs. Well, who are those? Who are these tugs? That's why we call them tugs. They're anti-Christian. They're anti-word. They got their own belief structure. And so what they do exactly what the devil does. He persecutes the ones that are real. I don't want to linger on them all the time, but see, we got to bring it out who these tugs are, who these anti-Christians are. Otherwise, they'll just take the people down to hell and death, and they won't even know they're being taken down there, because they're blind leaders of the blind. I've tried to tell them about where it's at, but they would rather see people go to hell than warn them and tell them that Simon ran the right. They know we're right, because I was on their kangaroo course, and I told them exactly where it's at. And as time goes on, God opens up their understanding. Then they have to make a choice. They come face to face with that word, with the world of reality, and then they have to make a decision. Are they going to believe Sam, or are they going to just continue down on their false deception? And that's what they have to make that initial choice. Somewhere along the road, they have to decide that they're going to continue on to go down the path of destruction. That's all we're doing. We're just putting it out there for whosoever will. It's a freedom of choice. Whosoever will, let him come and partake of the waters of life freely. Blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's why we keep saying it's all over. The grace age is over, and the baptism in Jesus' name is over. You can go get baptized 100 times. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really affect nothing, because there was a time when it was effective. It was a time throughout the grace age for 2,000 years of grace. It was a method to bring out the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the grace age was for, to bring from the Gentile, out of the Gentile, a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's that simple. And circumcision was then obsolete. Everything was obsolete. All the thing was calling out the bride for Jesus Christ. And then you go to Acts 2:30. How do you enter into that channel? How do you get that channel? You simply repent of your sin, and you get baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And then the Holy Ghost will take you, and he will lead and guide you into all truth. But see, they got the Satan came up with a different mode of baptism. Mm-hmm. A nice year wrong, and the churches all around the world, they adopted Satan's phony, diabolical water baptism in the title of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost by pouring or sprinkling. You don't even have to repent. You just have to join the club, and then you supposedly got your ticket to glory. But it's a deception, because we had people that had out of the body experiences, and they let us know where it's at. They let us know that other thing is nothing but deception. And we went back into history, like you went back and read these documents. How after the Reformation, how Satan came in with these highfalutin, highly educated priests. They were actually Roman Catholic. They converted Catholic, so to speak. But they came in, and after Martin Luther, he just had everything work, put all his forces to try to destroy everything Martin Luther ever stood for, to just to live by faith. And bit by bit they came in, and they tried to downplay everything Martin Luther ever stood for. Because you can go back and read the Church Age of Sardis. It didn't last very long, and then it was infiltrated by these antichrists. And when we tell these people that Jakob Luther was an agent of Satan, they think we're crazy. But we see You and I, we got the full counts of God. We went back into history and we know exactly what happened throughout the ages. And now, it's just coming out of the dark ages. And like we keep saying, Satan, he's not going to take that sitting down. Yeah, that Pope got thrown into prison, got disconnected. The beast that was and is not, he was put out of commission. He was dealt a deadly wound. But Satan was not touched because nobody can touch Satan except the Lord Jesus Christ. And he'll touch him just a few years up the road here when he'll throw him into hell. And in the meantime, we got to put up with him. We got to be sober, vigilant, and we got to be on top of things so we can figure him out, so we can know exactly where he's going to hit next. And in the meantime, we're just going to have to put up a fight. And what happens from time to time, he sends in these tubs. He sends in these preachers trying to divert us. Back in the day, a few years back, when I was sick onto that, I've never been so sick in my life. And here they come in. Here he sends in these perverts, these tubs, these religious, my brother-in-law from Cyprus. Sends them in. Oh, we got a good deal going for you. You come back and we'll just fix you up. Mm-hmm. Fix me up where? Give me over to the devil? Mm-hmm. That's the only thing they can do. They're deceived. They're blind. Leaders of the blind because they never sought nothing in life. Mm-hmm. They're just materialistic system. That's all. We have to give up all that to get that heavenly treasure. And they want to keep it. They want to keep all their businesses and all their finances. They don't want to give up nothing. They haven't paid the price yet. But see, we're contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple.
That's right. Yeah. And when you will look up the definition of the word contend, it means to strive in opposition or against difficulty, struggle. So mm-hmm. that's contending for the faith, because you're going to be up against the struggle, because the spirit of the Antichrist, that white horse rider that started riding in the first century there already, out to infiltrate Christianity and make it into something else. And the first thing that God had was that Antichrist spirit was after, was after the Godhead. To distort the picture. And by the time you come to 325, they had it so distorted already that Constantine, the emperor, came in and changed it into that Trinity baptism. That's a Roman Catholic baptism. And then you can see how the Dark Ages came in. And then when the Reformation broke out, these were Catholic men that saw the corruption in Roman Catholicism. Mm-hmm. You look at Hoss, Whitecliffe, and there's other men that stood up, and they were executed. They were burned at the stake for standing up and exposing Roman Catholicism. It wasn't until Martin Luther came on and he had that revelation that just shall live by faith. See, and then he took that torch and he just ran with it. And that whole European was set ablaze because of that revelation of the just shall live by faith. And then you can see how the truth of God's word always moved westward. At the Reformation, it was there in Germany, in that area, and then it moved to England with John Wesley. But you can see the many trials that these men still had to go through. William Tyndale, you can see the Tyndale Bible and things like that, and then there's the Geneva Bible. But the Satan was wanting to stop these men, and he used Roman Catholicism and the Jesuits to stop these men from writing the Bible. Because if they have the Bible, the truth of God's word, it can be set free. If they don't, if they keep it in Latin, a language that nobody can read, then they can control the people, because it's darkness, right? Mm-hmm. If it's the word of God that shines a light in your life and gives you understanding, and then have a relationship with him, and he can, and then the Holy Spirit can lead and guide you into all truth. But they wanted to stop that. They had changed so many scriptures in order to fit their agenda, and it was going to stop the King James Bible too. But it came out in 1611, and there was the final book of the translation of the King James Bible. But the spirit of Antichrist was always at work to try to stop and to infiltrate. And when the Reformation movement came out, the Roman Catholicism did not sleep. The devil did not sleep. He used the Catholics and the Jesuits in order to infiltrate Christianity. And they even have some kind of an oath that they swear. When they will come to the Calvinists, they'll conform to the Calvinists and preach in their pulpits. And then slowly they're going to brainwash the people and the institution, the schools and everything they've taken over. That's why it says to contend. Earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, because we know we have an adversary out there that's always pressing in and distorting the picture. And I came across John Hagee yesterday on YouTube. He had some kind of a message on Ezekiel, the Ezekiel 38-39 war, and I thought, oh, well, what would he know about it? And I just listened to a little clip, and I thought, I scrolled it forward, and he was talking about something about Ezekiel and how there's going to be a big earthquake, and that earthquake is going to swallow people up. And it does say that one third will go back, and from that natural disaster that God is going to use in order to bring down the armies of Gog and Magog and his ilk. And there's going to be a people that will be left over from those natural disasters that God, that hail storm and things like that, that will go back and as a witness that what God has done. And he was saying that it had happened before in the history, where the earth swallowed up and took away wicked men. And I thought to my, and he mentioned something about when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments, the two tablets, and then he saw what Israel was doing. They had erected a golden calf, and he threw those tablets of stone down, and because he was filled with anger because of what they were doing, that they had so soon strayed away from God. And he was angry, Moses, and he broke those tablets. And then he said, John Hagee, that the earth opened up and swallowed up those evil men, and the end of the problem. And I thought to myself, I've never heard that before. I'm going to go find out to see if that is so. Like, that was not familiar in my database. When I have read the scripture, and I went and read it again to make sure, and it didn't say that he did that. Moses, he grounded that golden calf to powder, and he threw that powder into the water and made them drink of their filth that they were doing. Mm-hmm. And you know, he had distorted the picture so much. And I still think to myself, am I sure that was John Hagee? But I knew it was John Hagee. I just don't know if it's AI now, because how can somebody that has been sitting in the pulpit for so many years take something so out of context, you know? But that's how that Antichrist spirit works. He takes things, and it's such a deception out there. And that's why I said yesterday, and it's true, there is such a great divide between the contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints of the early church and those Protestants out there. There is a great divide there that you can see when people, they can't stay very long and listen to us, because these teachers out there has made them people's ears to hear a certain way. And then when they listen to us and we tell them the truth, the truth seems to offend them, and they just can't seem to handle that. And so they will go and listen to teachers that will tickle their ears, and they will be listen according to what their ears have been trained to hear.
Amen to that. And all we're doing, we're just bringing it into today's language. And like we're saying, the Bible says in the end time, there's going to be a great divide between the people that fear God and between the people that do not fear mm-hmm. God. See, now, right. You and I, we fear that word. Mm-hmm. We're driven and directed by the word of God. That's why we're isolated. That's why we shun from everybody. simply because we take the Word of God serious, mm-hmm. and we earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Here we have, through the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, they came to turn us back to the Word of God, to the original blueprint, that's and right. here we got it. It took us back to water baptism, but see, they were rejected. And in the 60s, the world churches, they rejected the prophet, and now that's why you see in America going down the tube. Simply because they rejected the prophet. And here, back in the early 90s, the Hutterites rejected what we had to tell them. I sent them a letter, and I told them, let's at least look at it. They wouldn't even as much as look at it. Now they got judgment on that whole Hutterite nation. And I was going to say, if we don't step in, see, the ordinary people, they're not at fault. It's the leadership that's at mm-hmm. fault here. The leadership will not come to allow the truth to come in, just as it was back in the days of Jesus when he was fighting around with the scribes and the Pharisees. He told them, your religion and your tradition have murdered God and have made the Word of God an effect. You yourself cannot meet the condition to enter into that heavenly abode. So what did they do? They make sure nobody else comes in, like that Leonard from Dalton. He tells up in the pulpit. They make sure they tell the people not to listen to us and chill us out and mm-hmm. cut us off and make it a crime to listen to us. But see, at the end of the day, that's why I say it's the leadership that does it. The ordinary people, they don't know any different. That's why I keep saying to you, we're going to have to stand in the gap for those people that because they're innocent, because their leadership has led them astray. That's they have right. not given them, they have not allowed the truth to come in so that they would be saved. And like I say, the ordinary people, that's why you and I, we're going to have to stand in the gap, because I found a clause in the Bible one time. I heard it, I think it's over in Isaiah, maybe it's in Jeremiah, where God said, if I would have found an intercessor, I would not have allowed that county or that city to be destroyed. So it's the same thing, it's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. If you and I, if we don't stand in the gap for these innocent people, we're not talking about the leadership. The leadership is corrupt, and it's take a miracle for them to get to the understanding of the scripture, because they have purpose in their heart. They're going to continue down that path of destruction because they got the same technique as the Jesuits had back in the Dark Ages. Because it's of the same spirit, under that same delusion. And they're not going to give up their position, just like the Jesuits. They didn't give up their position back in the Dark Ages. The people that opposed them, they burned them at the stake until Martin Luther came on the scene, and they couldn't touch Martin Luther because the king of Germany, he supported Martin Luther. He protected him, and that Vatican thing, it had to go out in oblivion. It had to be dealt a deadly wound, and it was put out of commission through the Reformation. But see here, these people, these tubs that we're fighting with forever and a day, ever since back in the 90s, I've been fighting with them, and all of a sudden they think if they put you in the outs that you're going to be quiet. And you can't put God in the outs. You just go somewhere else, and then he gave us a website. Not only goes into the Hutterite colony, it goes all around the world. It goes, touches the Amish, it touches the these people down in the Woodcrest. It goes all every corners of the world, all seven continents. Now, see, they thought if they shut me up, God is going to shut, they're going to shut God up. Because you can't shut God up, because you and I, we have the full counsel of God. We tell people where it's at, and we bring it into today's language. It's these people in the pulpit that are keeping the people from going on in truth. And they robbed them. Back in the day when I talked to them, they still had an opportunity to be part of the Bride of Christ, because it was in the 95. It wasn't until 2021 when the Grace Age shut down. But until that, they could have done what we did. When we heard about God sent the prophet, and we went and we got baptized in Jesus' name, and we, now the Holy Spirit was leading and guiding us, and to all truth. And from Brother Branham, he led us to Brother Jackson, and he led us into all truth. That's why we know what we're talking about. Because we know what we're saying is earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And we got our testimony is 100% accurate. That's why I keep saying we have the full counsel of God. We can go back when God had himself a counsel, and we can walk you right through biblical history, right to where we are to this day, and that's why we keep saying in 2028, it's going to be all over but the crying. That's when Jesus comes for the day of the Lord, and they'll say to the mountains, fall on us. They'll say to the rocks, hide as they cover us from him that's coming back. And it's going to be a horrible time. All we're doing, we're trying to prevent people when that showdown will come, when Jesus comes back on the day of the Lord. You can go over in Jeremiah and see what kind of a day it'll be. It'll be a very dark and gloomy day, a horrible day. His lips will tremble out of fury because they've kept rejecting him and rejecting him and rejecting him. And we're just trying to send out a warning, tell the warning people what's coming just up the road here, this generation. It's just a few years from now. And the things that we're seeing here are 100% accurate.
The scripture is in Ezekiel 22:30. It says, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." God did not found anybody that would stand in the gap for that land here, so it was destroyed. But you know, because we're standing for the truth for our day and hour, we can stand in the gap for these people, because they're really being led astray by blind leaders leading the blind. Because these people are actually blind to the ways of God. Mm-hmm. And then they're leading people in a direction that is not right. And then God has called us out and given us the truth for our day, so that we can stand in the gap for these people, so when the judgment comes, that God can rescue and save these people from the destruction.
Yeah, it's too late in the day to, they're not going to be educated. It's just that simple. The only thing that you and I can do, we'll stand in the gap and plead with the Lord that he'll have mercy on those that are innocent. You know, mm-hmm. There are people that are completely guilty. They know what we, you and I, are standing for. But they would purposely be ignorant and cry to their level to shut us out. But see, y'all, at the end of the day, God will have his final say. So that's why you and I, we're standing in the gap for these people that are innocent, that are not guilty of these rejecting the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they're doing. They're rejecting the Lord. They're rejecting the truth. They're rejecting the message that God sends. Just like America, they rejected the prophet. And that's what they're doing. They're rejecting the prophet. And when you reject the truth, there's only one thing left. It's judgment. Judgment seat to Christ coming just up the road here. We can't stop it. Nobody can stop it. It's just going to come just as sure as his truth is marching on, just as sure as that flood came. And all we're doing, we're just trying to warn the people what's coming. They take it or leave it. Blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of Christ. Whosoever heareth, let him say, come. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever is athirst, let him come. No lack on God's part. It's the lack on the human race. They just don't want it. They would rather go into judgment than accept the truth for their day. Just that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks, Lord. We just pray for those Hutterite people, Lord, how they've been duped, Lord, into believing that Hutterite system of religion is going to deliver them, but it's only through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we just pray for these people and holding up to your throne of grace that you would somehow make a way for them, Lord. We know there is many clauses in your word where you have provided a way, Lord. And you said if you would have found an intercessor, someone to stand in the gap, you would have not suffered that city to be destroyed, Lord. But we're willing to stand in the gap for those people so that you could make a way for them. We just give you thanks, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.